Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 6th, 2023, through Friday, February 10th, 2023. Monday, February 6th, 2023. Former San Francisco Building Inspection Commission President pleads guilty to multiple fraud schemes, providing false documents to FBI, and tax evasion. Rodrigo Santos pleaded guilty in federal court to bank fraud, honest services fraud, evading taxes on more than $1.6 million of unreported income, and falsifying records in a federal investigation. In his plea agreement, Santos described that from 2012 to 2019, he engaged in a scheme in which he collected numerous checks from his clients that they made payable to San Francisco's municipal agencies, including the Department of Building and Inspection, DBI, and the Department of Public Works, to private companies and to individuals. Santos led his clients to believe these checks would be used to pay for fees or cost of their building projects. Santos instead deposited the checks into his personal bank account. To do so, he either fraudulently altered the checks by editing the pay to the order of section of the checks to appear as if the checks had been written to him personally, or he fraudulently endorsed the checks to himself by signing the back of the check on behalf of the payee. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, February 7, 2023. Former CEO of Los Angeles-based anti-poverty nonprofit agrees to plead guilty to embezzling and misusing funds and tax offense. Howard Dixon Singerland, the former president and CEO of an anti-poverty nonprofit agency, agreed to plead guilty to federal criminal charges for embezzling money from the nonprofit for his personal benefit and intentionally misapplying more than $600,000 in grant money to pay for unauthorized expenses and lying on his tax returns. Singerland agreed to plead guilty to a two-count information, charging him with conversion and intentionally misapplication of funds from an organization receiving federal money and subscribing to a false federal income tax return. According to his plea agreement, from 1996 until he was fired in September 2019, Singerland was the president and CEO of Youth Policy Institute, Inc., YPI, a Hollywood-based nonprofit agency that worked to eradicate poverty in some of the highest needs neighborhoods in Los Angeles, with a comprehensive approach addressing education, youth development, safety, job training, and health and wellness. In these roles, Singerland had check signing authority over YPI's bank accounts and was the personal guarantor of YPI's credit card. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, February 8, 2023. CPA pleads guilty to conspiring to promote fraudulent tax shelter scheme. Ralph B. Anderson, a Florida CPA, pleaded guilty to conspiring to sell fraudulent tax deductions disguised as charitable deductions to high-income clients. According to information and other court documents and statements made in court, Ralph B. Anderson of Naples, Florida, promoted and sold fraudulent syndicated conservation easement tax shelters that allowed high-income clients to buy tax deductions to illegally shelter their income from taxes. These illegal tax shelters facilitated high-income taxpayers in claiming inflated charitable contribution tax deductions in connection with a donation of a conservation easement over land. Between 2013 and 2019, while working as a CPA, Anderson, along with others, promoted and helped sell such fraudulent syndicated conservation easement tax shelters. To carry out the scheme, the conspirators obtained falsely inflated appraisals in order to achieve the desired amount of tax deductions. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, February 9, 2023. U.S. Department of Justice disrupts Hive ransom variant. The FBI covertly infiltrated the Hive ransomware group that has targeted more than 1,500 victims in over 80 countries over the world, including hospitals, school districts, financial firms, and critical infrastructure. Since late July 2022, the FBI has penetrated Hive's computer networks, captured its decryption keys, and offered them to victims worldwide, preventing victims from having to pay $130 million in ransom demanded. Since infiltrating Hive's network in 2022, the FBI has provided over 300 decryption keys to Hive victims that were under attack. In addition, the FBI distributed over 1,000 additional decryption keys to previous Hive victims. According to U.S. Attorney Roger Handberg, cybercriminals utilize sophisticated technologies to prey upon innocent victims worldwide. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Friday, February 10, 2023. BSA data serves key role in investigating financial crimes. The Internal Revenue Service's Criminal Investigation Division, IRSCI, released investigation statistics on how the agency uses Bank Secrecy Act, BSA data, in its financial crime investigations. Over the past three fiscal years, more than 83% of IRSCI criminal investigations recommended for prosecution had a primary subject with a related BSA filing. Convictions in those cases resulted in average prison sentences of 38 months, $7.7 billion in asset seizures, $256 million in restitution, and $225 million in asset forfeitures. The IRSCI is the criminal investigative arm of the IRS, responsible for conducting financial crime investigations, including tax fraud, narcotics trafficking, money laundering, public corruption, healthcare fraud, identity theft, and more. IRSCI is the only federal law enforcement agency with investigative jurisdiction over violations of the Internal Revenue Code, obtaining a more than 90% federal conviction rate. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.